Dr. Pinsky dictating email me on Brandon Fluellen, F-L-U-E-L-L-E-N. Brandon Fluellen is a 35-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 7/27/22, but at that time a dog bit the back of his right leg. Period, he was seen at an urgent care center the same day. Period, he was administered a tetanus shot. Period, he did not have any follow-up care after that single encounter. Period, in paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Fluellen was seen at patient first on 7/27/22. Period, he stated he got out of his car while delivering packages, and a small dog came up and bit him on the right side. Period, no other injuries were noted. Period. Upon exam, he was noted he was in very good spirits. Period, his right side had two bite marks, one approximately 2 centimeters and the other approximately 1 centimeter in length. Period, there were no foreign bodies. Period, these areas were copiously irrigated. Period, there was no other trauma detected. Period, he was updated on his tetanus vaccine and prescribed Motrin and Augmentin. Period. Physical exam. Extremity lower inspection revealed a very faint linear scar measuring 3/4 inches in length at the posterior right leg where the hamstring connects to the knee. Period, skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Period, there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, the rest of that is normal. And then knee maneuvers and feet and ankle maneuvers normal, and then lumbar is normal. Impressions on 7/27/22, Brandon Fluellen was bitten by a dog on the posterior aspect of his right leg. Period. He was seen at patient first, where his wound was cleansed. Period. They found 2 small dog bites, as noted above. Period, was prescribed Motrin and Augmentin, but did not have any further follow-up. Period, in paragraph, the current exam found a small, very faint scar in the area where he was bitten. Period, had full range of motion of both legs, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, he ambulated with physiologic gait and could walk on his heels and toes and squat and rise without difficulty. Period, in paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. And actually before the end, on 7/30/22, petitioner was contacted by patient first regarding his follow-up. Period, he reported the wound site looked okay, with no redness or swelling, but it was tender. Period, he was aware of recommended follow-up, but was unable to come in the previous day due to his schedule. Period, he planned to follow up the following week. Period. And that will be the end.